Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 34 on the 9th of December 2019 at 1900 UTC. And the leaders attending the call today are Cheryl, Daniel, Osvaldo, Sebastian, and Vanda. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer Nagar and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call, and we do have apologies from KC and Pat. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Cheryl, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. It is Cheryl Langenor for the record. And I'm very pleased to see that so many of our work track, our work program leaders are still sticking with us at this end of the calendar year, especially since we've all had a huge amount of work going into developing our interim report. So with that, has anybody got some statements of interest changes they'd like to let us know about? If so, speak now. And not hearing anybody give us the good news that they've made a huge promotion in some way, shape or form. Welcome, Michael. We'll get you on the roll call. Without any, if you do have a change to your statement of interest, then just notify us in chat. That will be fine for now. With that, we're going to have a hopefully very brief call today. We're also going to look at an agenda, which in fact we're going to propose may not even need to happen. And that will follow, which is why I've been Skyping with Pat while he's in an aeroplane flying to Australia. He's going to Melbourne, however, so he's not coming into the bushfire jeopardy zone. He will keep at least one of us safe. Me, on the other hand, that's another. Today's going to be a very interesting day on that, but not your problems. So let's first of all hear from Bernie on the current state of play on our report. Over to you, Bernie.
Unmute. All right. Hi, everyone. Where we are? Well, we had agreed to get our draft into the comms team today, and we managed to meet that after working through the weekend. So as per our original schedule, the comms team will have it in Los Angeles until the end of day on the 11th, and then we will be handing it over to the public comments team on the 12th, and it will be up on Monday the 16th of December. That's about all I have right now, Cheryl. Over to you.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Bernie. Well, I hope everyone else is as excited as I am about this news. I think to bring in the document, our interim report, our mandatory public comment interaction that we have to do on schedule and on time, and without, I believe, any compromise to what we thought we could be able to do when we last met in Montreal in this time. It is quite amazing. Bernie, now it's at its closed off form. Are we going to be, it gets another modification with the comms team, is that the case? Because want to know when we can distribute it to everybody. As Sebastian notes, he's very disappointed that we don't have it. It's in the public, in the Google Doc, I assume, form that any of us can go and look at any time. I believe that's the case, Bernie. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But once it's gone into Word, it goes in as Word to the comms team, and they do something with it. Is that the case?
We have been working on it, our draft, on a private doc between myself and Jennifer, and we have transferred it to comms in a Word document today. And we were planning to post it the moment we get it back from comms.
Okay. Because so certainly nothing stopping us giving the private doc, now public, well, inverted commas, review team access, because Sebastian is certainly chafing at the bit to get hold of it.
Yes, we can do that.
Excellent. After this call. That's fantastic. Yep, thank you very much for that. And thank you to you and Jennifer working all weekend to get it into the form that that we'll be seeing it. Okay, however, it's gone off to comms and we get it back on, well, we get access to it again on the 12th in the format it will be going to public comment in. Am I correct in that, Bernie?
That is correct.
You might be muted.
Yes, okay. But just right. To be clear also, the version we'll be putting up will be putting up after this call will be read only.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, no, no more changes because comms have got it. That's it. But it is important that the review team, I think, have access to whatever the final version is that you and Jennifer were able to wrangle together. And thank you very much for that. Is there any other questions and any other matters on the draft report that we need to go through now? I'll take a cue. Not seeing anybody's hand go up. Yes, Jennifer, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I was a little bit late in raising my hand. But I think now might be an appropriate time. One of the things that we've done in the past, our review teams have chosen to do in the past during the public comment period, is to have a webinar for the community. It's usually an hour long. You're all pretty familiar, I think, with the webinar format. It's by no means a standard thing, but it's certainly an option if the ATRT3 did want to have a webinar in early January, say staff could certainly support that. I just wanted to put it out there as something that you might want to consider if you haven't already thought about it. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Jennifer. Certainly, Pat and I have spoken about that, and we would certainly think it's a good idea and something that we would be encouraging the review team to also agree to. It seems to me that the mid-January makes sense, particularly at this time of year. Is everybody in agreement with that as a good plan? If you disagree with that as a good plan, put up an X. Green tick from Vanda, which is great. I'm happy to take the positive affirmation, but just wanted to let people know that they can object should they need to or want to. Terrific. Bernie, over to you. You have a question.
Just a comment. Jennifer's quite right that it is almost common practice to do that, but it's also almost common practice that if we're doing one in for a certain time zone, that we should do at least two so that we can accommodate people in the other time zones.
That is very true, although the time that we're meeting now is also not uncommon if you do have to have just a single call. So this sort of time of day, which is why it becomes so popular with work groups, of course, can sometimes let us get away with just the one. But if staff can look into the support of two, if not one at the most optimal times in that middle of January period and get back to the list and us over the next little while, that would be fantastic. And we've got our first action item. Okay, so seeing as we won't have any of the feedback back from the comms staff who now have our document in their clutches until after the schedule of our meeting for this week, Pat and I have Skyped at each other and are wondering whether or not you as the leaders support us in thinking that perhaps we should not necessarily hold our call on the 11th of December. You'll be having plenty of meetings with us when we get back after the 8th of January. So don't feel that we're going to miss out too much. But we're not quite sure what we would be profitably doing. We think it's probably a little bit too early to start jumping straight into accountability indicators, which is a piece of work we need to move into until we actually convene again on the 8th of January and you know, focus in on that as continuous block work rather than do a little bit and then have a big break and then, you know, try and get back to it. So that's our conversation that we'd like to have before we move on to the agenda item 3, because we may not even need to do an agenda item 3 if you believe the way that Pat and I are feeling at the moment. Okay. Floor is open for comments. I'm not seeing anybody object, but yes, please go ahead. I was hoping to get somebody interacting. Go ahead, yeah. Daniel.
I think it's a good thing, yeah, because like if I had to say that since the document will be going out for public comments, is there anything else that we shall have to discuss? Since we know that now the discussions will be geared towards the accountability indicators, then probably we can wait to hold the meeting after the 11th. I think that would be a good idea. I don't know what other members think, but I agree. I'm a strong argument.
Okay. Sebastian's comment in chat is he hopes we will not have anything to discuss about the last draft. If not, the cord could be useful. Okay, Sebastian, what end would a conversation about the last draft, what would it affect? We've got the time over the break to look at what we want to include into our final reporting, of course, but the interim report would be, I mean, it's locked down and will have gone out. It's not open for change between our meeting time and going out because it's in the hands of the comms department. Sebastian, are you able to speak? I'm happy to read your comments.
Yes, thank you.
Please.
Thank you. I hope I can talk, but my voice is quite over. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. My answer is I don't know. I didn't see the last version, and I am. How I can express that? I feel that I am differentiated on what is going to be publicized, I don't think I don't feel good with that. I was thinking that we will have at least the vision of what will be sent to comms. It's not the case. Now we will have them. We will have the document, and we will have to say nothing. Okay, we say nothing, and I don't know what I will have to say or not. I don't know. I don't know what is the state of the last document. And as some part was quite tricky and some discussion, I hope that everything will be okay for each and every one of us in this group. That's my concern. Thank you. And sorry for my...
Thank you for that. No. And I don't want you to strain your voice any further. As I say, I'm very happy to read to the record anything you put in chat. Cheryl Langton, off the record. So do rest your voice, Sebastian. Perhaps whatever Jennifer used to cure herself so promptly, she could private message you with her secret recipes for sipping her herbal teas or whatever it is she used, because it was a magical recovery from her last time. I can only assume and trust, as I do both assume and trust, that the professionalism of our staff will have made whatever final edits and changes to the document that we all last saw in as close as humanly possible way to what our intentions were. Will everybody's comments get included? No. I know I certainly got notification of many of my comments being rejected, and I'm okay with that. I'll have another go at some of that, you know, see if I can prevail the mood towards the final report. But we've been very clear, I thought, on all of the dates and the deadlines. Well, certainly since I would have thought before the Singapore meeting, and definitely going into Montreal, I thought we were very clear on all of those dates. But if that's caused any of you angst or concern, all we can do is apologise, but the dates are the dates are the dates, and this is where we are. So knowing that we don't have an opportunity to make change then, I ask the question again, do we believe there would be any particular benefit in having the call on the 11th of December? And if we are to have the call on the 11th of December, and you want us to do so, then we will now then move in and develop an agenda. If not, we will develop an agenda over the next week to 10 days for our 8th of January meeting. So with that, can if anybody objects, so this is a call for objection to us not, that is cancelling, for example, for us not to hold the call on the 11th of December, then please make your opinion known now. Please note, of course, the list is an ideal place for us to have a full, frank and fearless discussion about the changes we might want to note for the next report we will be writing based on the interim report that we are putting out for public comment. That, of course, will be active work we can get on with regardless of whether we hold our meeting or not. So Pat and I are proposing that we do not hold our meeting on the 11th of December. And if you disagree with us, let us know now. Okay. Now, as we come to the following week, which is the 18th, we do have the one on the 18th scheduled. What is your will? It appears that we have all agreed that the 11th of December will not be particularly useful. Do you want to schedule a meeting for the 18th? Queue open on that. Bernie, go ahead.
Based on many, many years of experience, these work groups after any time after December 15th, attendance tends to be quite dismal.
Okay, so we could look at us being able to gather if required in that week, but the likelihood is in Bernie's experience, and I'm no evidence to the contrary either, I think we get very much dropped attendance at this time of year, that it probably won't be any more than the leaders. But what is the leader's view? Do you want to schedule a plenary call for the 18th or not? So, Bandy, you say you have no problem with next week meeting. Does that mean you want to meet on the 18th? Bandy, can you speak?
Yeah, I believe that we can benefit with this, the most of the opportunities we have to exchange ideas, I believe we can have more chance to reach a better final report. So it's time without the pressure now, that we can talk more openly, and those meetings can allow us to do that. So that is my feeling. I don't see if it was in the, between Christmas and New Year, it's more difficult, certainly. But a week before, full of time for people to go anywhere and without the pressure, I believe will be useful.
Okay, thank you very much. I noted Sebastian's hand went up briefly, but it came back down. I suspect you may very well have said some of what he was thinking, and if he could confirm that in the chat, that would be good. He's got his hand back up again. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. Just to say that maybe I would say, I don't know if I prefer. Yeah, I would prefer to have a next Monday call. And if we decide to have one on Wednesday, 18, I will try to rush to find a place where I will be able to do it because I will be driving. But it's happened already sometimes and it will be okay. But I think that maybe the leadership team can have some discussion prior to the break, and we maybe not need the one on the 18 if we have some substantial issue. I don't think so, but we can discuss it on the Monday. It's a suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much for that, Sebastian. Cheryl, for the record. So we actually have two parts of thinking. When I was listening to Vanda, I was actually thinking what we might do is put together the agenda for the 18th, which would have a forward-looking future planning, etc. focus. And that we would, if we did that now, not have a leadership meeting next week. But you've just suggested that one of the ways you think might be working going forward, Sebastian, is to not hold the plenary, but to have a leadership meeting. So we've got two different ideas on the table now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a leadership meeting on the Monday and not hold the plenary on the 18th. That's Monday the 16th and not hold the plenary the 18th. Or we have Vanda's suggestion of going for a plenary on the 18th. And if that is the case, it's probably going to be a shortened version of plenary, but we would be we certainly would be able to put the very lightweight agenda that would be required for it together now, and then we probably wouldn't need a leadership call. So I'd like to encourage you to do one or the other, but the choice is yours. Bernie, you've got a comment. Over to you.
Yeah, what I took away from Sebastian's recommendation was let's have the call on next Monday and decide if we need a call on the 18th or not.
Yeah, I heard that too. And I am just loathed to having everybody who isn't part of the leadership team meetings having their schedules pulled so close to the meeting, that's all. So I would prefer our leaders to make some decisive decisions as to what they're doing. They can run a call next week or not, and they can have a leadership team meeting in advance of the call if they choose to have it, or just a leadership team meeting instead of the call if they want to. There's a bunch of options there. So what do you want to do, ladies and gentlemen? Osvaldo, any thoughts? I'll be coming to you in a minute, Daniel.
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm trying to think. The thing is, I'm still not up to date with a full report, so I am just writing down my comments to it right now. My absence was a bit longer than I expected. I would prefer to have the general meeting the other, not on the 11th, but on the 18th, to have the general meeting next week, but I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. Daniel, your thoughts?
I think that it would be good if we can probably put forward like set discussions on how the report would go, and also the fact that also the comments will be, we shall be going out towards public comments. We would think about a strategy of how we can be able to handle the comments as they come in. It would be a good thing. I think I'm open for discussion or anything that comes towards plenary discussion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Now, we seem to have lost Michael. Brenda, do we have Michael on, or is it just me that can't see him?
I don't see him either.
Okay, well, he's dropped for whatever reason. Hopefully not the early delivery of his baby. that would be a bit disconcerting. Bernie, yes?
Yes, to Daniel's point, talking about the strategy for how we're going to handle the comments is probably a good point on dates and everything. But I will, I think it's very good if the ATRT3 wants to keep up with the comments as they're going on. But I will caution the working group at trying to define a strategy based on partial input of comments. That's always tricky. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. All right. So this is what I'm hearing so far. We've all agreed that this week, the 11th of December, we will be cancelling our plenary. The majority of you are saying either that you would like to have the meeting for administration and planning purposes on the 18th. So it seems to me that we will be preparing for a meeting on the 18th. We can either do the agenda for that now, which I think is worthwhile, because it will be a relatively light agenda. And the rest of the review team can know about that in advance. So then that leads me to the question of what would we be then doing in our leadership team meeting on Monday? So think about that second question while we put together a brief agenda for our likely meeting, our proposed meeting on the 18th. Does everybody agree with that way forward? It'll only take a couple of minutes. Nobody's objecting? Okay. So, Jennifer, we're going to get an agenda out, but it'll be for the week of the following. It means we can send the cancellation and the here is what we plan to talk about in the following week. So it'll be the usual administration stuff. Sorry, I've got so many people Skyping at me right now. My apologies if I sound a little distracted, because this is not the only deadline document I'm working on, and I have no idea why the whole of ICANN staff feel they need to wake up and act on things at exactly the same time as I'm in this meeting. But anyway, I'm trying to ignore them. It's just getting a bit much. Okay, because it keeps flashing up on my screen. So I'm more composed again. I shall try. Right, enough prattle. We will do for the 18th of December then a welcome roll call SOI updates, action items new and review new and closed. Our item three for that will be a discussion on logistics and planning for the post public comment period work plan, including our meeting plans regarding topics and dates from 8th of January onwards. How does that sound? Sounds okay to Vanda. Seems to be okay with Osvaldo. So, Jennifer, if you can turn that into some semblance of a sentence that would you know, at least look like the English language, that would be deeply appreciated.
And that will
be our single, that'll be our single topic. Sorry. That followed by any other business and confirmed action items. So it's a very brief agenda, but it's all about knowing what we're going to do as we kick off again in the 8th of January. So our 8th of January meeting, we will know what our topic is. We can create our agenda from our agreement and discussion on the 18th. We will all know when our meetings are. We will know if and when we need to have our leadership meetings, because we also need to look now when we're working as plenary and in community collaborative documentation in Google Docs as we move forward on the final report, et cetera, even the documents that we'll be capturing our work on the public comments will be done in collaborative mode. You may want to change the periodicity of the leadership team meetings as well. Now, I do have another issue on today's any other business, if you are all happy with that as a rough agenda and planning that Jennifer will magically create into something beautiful. So if we can move on to that, that would be great. Dear staff, so the work plan that you were going to put together now looks like it's going to happen as the from the week of the 16th of December. Is there any of it that you want to go over with us now? Is there a document you want to share with us? What's your AOB item here, please? Over to you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Yeah, I put this on just as a heads up, really, that obviously it's about time to update the work plan since we've achieved a few milestones in the past couple of weeks. I can do that with the leadership team and Bernie behind the scenes. They can work on a proposed update, and I don't see any reason why we can't just, I think it's been quite straightforward since most of the milestones that we've reached are, you know, now 100% in terms of the initial research and draft for public comment. So if what I would propose is making those updates, sharing to the list the proposal, and then we can just pop in maybe an AOB item on the 18th for anybody to raise any objections to that, the proposed updates, and then we should have our updated work plan from there. So I think it should be quite straightforward. Nothing to share today. Haven't made any updates since we've been working on the draft report, but that's how I suggest we handle the work plan going forward. So open to other ideas or comments. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Jennifer. Does anybody want to react? Not seeing anybody. Jennifer, I would suggest rather than popping it in as an AOB, that we put it in as a an early update. So let's put that in, the updated work plan, for review team, review for the want of a better word, as part of the action items discussion. So if we make that a dot point under two.
Okay, that makes sense. I can do that.
It's, mm-hmm. It's a new item. Yeah, that's great. Fantastic. That'd be good. All right, brilliant. Okay, we've got a better agenda for the 18th of October. 18th of October, I wish, the 18th of December. All right, so now I have a piece of any other business, which is on behalf of one of two of you who've contacted me over the weekend. You'll know who you are. Dear staff, I am deeply concerned and really rather annoyed that certainly some of us, and I assume therefore none of us, have heard anything from our hardworking friends at Constituency Travel, specifically those who wish to get started on their visa applications, setting as the rationale for a letter and having any Constituency Travel support information was to make sure that they weren't caught in the Christmas close downs. Do you hear the tone in my voice? And can we somehow get that across to Constituency Travel? before I start being even grumpier. Any feedback, any information, what's happening, let us know. Please, Jennifer, make me a happier person. Thank you.
Thank you. And my apologies. I understand the frustrations, and I know that doesn't help, but we are certainly aware that, you know, there are review team members who are in need of visas support. And I believe that has been, the constituency travel have been in touch with a couple of review team members to share the links to the letters that I think need to be requested. But apart from that, all I can say is that, again, apologies. We'll take an action to follow up with the constituency travel again and stress the urgency of the situation and try and get this resolved as quickly as we can. I don't have any other information. I don't, unfortunately, have insight into all of the exchanges, but we'll try and do our best.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you, Naga, because I can imagine that you'll also be taking a note to go, oh, dear. Dear CT, can we try harder? Whatever it is you need to say, just make the magic happen. Can I ask, for example, we've got Daniel, who is one of those people who would need the time for visa. Has he heard anything from constituency travel? I'm not going to name everybody who's contacted me, but I see Daniel on today's call. Daniel, have you heard from CT?
No, there's not heard from CT. So I don't know what to say.
Thank you very much for that, Daniel. Jennifer, please take specific note of that. And we can only assume that if Daniel hasn't heard, note the tone in my voice again, that perhaps the other key travellers who do require special visa applications and an extended period of time to get them done haven't heard a damnable thing yet. If they've talked to somebody who doesn't need extended and assisted visa planning, well, that's great for them, but Pat and I would really like them to talk to the people who do need the letter and the work. All right, I'm sure you've got my tone. This is just ridiculous. We are doing our part in terms of trying to make it as easy as possible, but all we need is the letter and the approval for travel, and these people can get their process going. So thank you for following up with that, Jennifer. I'm sure I'm going to write a very sharp note if needs be, and basically say you need to stop, find some way to stop this going week to week as we are getting towards the end of the year. All right. Is there any other issues? They're the only ones I know about that have come to me over the weekend. Are there any other issues that any other leaders are aware of that we need to bring into any other business while we're getting staff to write grumbling notes to other parts of ICANN or even complimentary notes? We'll take compliments as well as grumbles. Lou is noting Vanda here, saying Lou, for instance, is another one that needs a visa and time for government process. You are absolutely correct. I can certainly support that statement. So, anybody else for anything else on that issue or any other business? Seems not. Therefore, Jennifer, what have we captured today?
Thank you. I'll just go through the actions that we captured, which was for staff to propose on list some options for the webinars in January regarding public comment. We'll share those on list. We'll also share on list the draft report document that we sent to communications team today in read-only so people can see that version. We will cancel the 11th of December plenary, as was decided on the call today. And then we discussed the agenda for the following week, the 18th, I believe it is. So I took note on those items. And then the final action item for staff to follow up with constituency travel regarding specifically the review team members who require visas to travel to Brussels. So do let me know if I missed anything or captured anything incorrectly. Thank you.
No, that sounds good to me. Just on that last one, which you said about the constituency travel, it is the visa issues as well. It is certainly those with visa issues. But I would think all of the travellers would like to have their permission to travel so that it can be arranged. We are always told how many days ahead it has to be done, and we're running beyond that deadline and through no fault of our own now. So, let's make sure CT action everything they need to do to get this happening, not just one part of it. Although any part of it would be welcome at this stage, and you may quote me. Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, also there's also need for letter from the local host, because the local host has to notify the embassy that they are hosting the meeting. I think that will.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's the letter that I believe Jennifer had been led to believe CT had somehow managed to create and send a link to somebody. We just can't find Zoom in the return.
Sure, there are two letters here. There are letters from the writer. Yeah, then there's another letter from the local host. Just like the way the other meetings are being taken care of. Yeah.
But that was specifically what we asked for. Our last action item. Jennifer, just make sure that CT understand that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I will do. Thanks, Daniel.
Because we're quite specific about what type of letter would be useful to our people with visa issues. Anyway. I'm sure we'll hear more, and Jennifer, Pat and I are perfectly happy to help in any way we can and interact with CT any way that will be helpful. And Pat will be for the next few days in an Australian time zone, so that may help if you need to Skype with us or whatever. That includes organising a call with CT. I really don't care what it takes, just that it happens. So with our agenda set for the 18th of December, I have one final question for you to consider before we close the call today. And that is, I had neglected, Jennifer, my apologies, I'm jumping back here. I neglected to confirm whether or not it is your wish to have a leadership team meeting next Monday or simply meet now on the 18th of December. Very briefly, queue open on that. From Sebastian. Is there anyone objecting to a simply meeting on the 18th now we are organised for it, and therefore cancelling Monday's leadership team meeting? So that's just an additional AI, Jennifer, that I wanted to make sure was captured. So with that, and taking slightly longer than usual, let me thank all of you for taking your time to join us in this planning call. Let me put on the record, Pat, and my sincere appreciation in the huge amount of work that Bernie and Jennifer have done on bludgeoning our draft into something worthy of publication. We really, really appreciate the extreme efforts you've gone into. Thank you very, very much for that. And Nagar, I hope you're listening clearly there, because they have gone above and beyond the call of duty, certainly, yeah, in my view and Pat's. So with that, on behalf of Pat, who is somewhere at 38,000 feet over the Pacific, we'll say bye for now, and we'll meet on the 18th of December. But don't forget, use our list wisely. Thank you all. The meeting can be... The recording can be stopped.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.